Alrighty, fellow adventurers. It's time to buckle up for a wild ride through the BPX break room. I am your trusty guide, Silo Sensei Gen Con, and oh boy, do we have a show lined up for you today that's hotter than a summer bonfire. First up on our list of jaw-dropping tales is the legendary Bo Jackson himself. And let me tell you, folks, the stories from our recent commercial shoot with Home Team Heroes will have you on the edge of your seat. Joining me for this adrenaline-fueled adventure are my partners in crime, Yo-Yo and Dr. Gray. They will both be here to add their unique spin on all the action. But wait, there's more. Get ready to meet two of the brightest stars in our community, Sky, Cloud, and Felix. I knew I was going to screw it up. Unveil the latest game-changing creation, RadishWonders.com. This playful, vibrant website is like a treasure map leading you straight to the heart of the wonders of the first CCG game. So grab your popcorn, kick back, and let's embark on a journey filled with laughter, excitement, and maybe even a few surprises along the way. Silo, Sensei, Gen Con, and the BPX Break Room crew are here to make your day brighter and your adventures bolder. So let's dive in and let the magic unfold. All right, so for my icebreaker today... let's see. I'll ask Cloud because he's up here and I don't know if he has ever answered one of my icebreakers before. So Cloud, would you rather be without elbows or knees?
Knees. Because really? I think, because, you know, at least with the elbows, you still have full range of motion with your hands. You can still play video games and wonders and all the other things, and you can eat. I think eating would be kind of important. So, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I would probably do knees. Like, I think I could get around. Like, you know, you'd walk a little funny and stuff, but do you really need to bend? Like, you can.
Well, that's, I could get around without my knees. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, that's, yes, we're saying the same thing. Okay. I don't know why you said knees, and I don't know why I thought elbows.
Do we have to go back to the hedge?
Shoulders, oh, my God. Knees, okay. Yeah. I'm having a day, man. That Wonders game wiped me out. My brain power is gone.
I really hope somebody recorded that because I want to put it up on the new Wonders Radish site.
That was fun. Okay, so let's see. First, we're going to go into all that went down in Chicago. So, Yo-Yo, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jen. How about yourself?
Oh, there you are. I'm doing all right. So we had the most fabulous opportunity to join a lot of the Block Packs crew in Chicago this past Friday to do a little commercial shoot for Home Team Heroes with the one and only Mr. Bo Jackson, if you please. So why don't you, from your perspective. Oh, I see Dr. Bray's on speaker too. So we have both of you guys. So Yo-Yo, what was your most memorable moment from the commercial shoot?
I got a couple. I would say my first one, honestly, it was watching you, the interaction with you and Bo Jackson when you were helping him iron out his shirt. That's kind of cool. Second of all was me tossing the ball back and forth with Bo Jackson, and him telling me to go ahead and toss it harder was kind of cool.
So we take a step back there. So we all arrived to the shoot. It was a studio, before he did. So we were all anxiously awaiting his arrival. And then when he finally got there, no one wanted to overwhelm him because there were a lot of us there. So we all kind of hustled and hurried off to the back room so that Jeff, I think it was Jeff and Nancy Margaret were the ones up there greeting him and his agent. And we kind of thought, oh, a couple minutes, and then we get shooting and, get to meet them and everything. And that initial meeting took way longer than any of us thought. But then when we finally got going, I don't know what I actually expected, to be honest. I just knew it was going to be ridiculously awesome any which way it went. I wish obviously that there was more chance to talk to him, but that wasn't his job. He wasn't hired to come chat with us.
I know. Believe me, I wanted to talk to him so bad, but I was like, it doesn't seem like the right time to talk to him with everything that was going on around us. That little part was, to me, was a little void left. Like, oh man, I wish I could have got to talk to him a little bit more. I interacted with them a bit, not as much as I would have liked to, but it was great time. I really enjoyed it. I think the team did an amazing job. James, Franchier, all his team were on point on a lot of things, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did as well. So, Dr. Bray, what was your most memorable moment from the shoot?
Well, first, I wanted to ask Yo-Yo, was the handshake not his most memorable moment?
Exactly. Well, at one point, Bo asked, are you the son? And he put his hand out there. And halfway there, I was thinking, wait, I'm not Frenchie's son. So I was trying to stop from going with the handshake, and it was too late. He caught me on one of those non-manly shakes, and I was like, damn it, I can't redo that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Brett.
Yeah, so you're welcome. Kind of like Yo-Yo, one of the first memories, because really one of the first interactions was Jen getting to steam out Bo's shirt while Bo was wearing it. And so we were out just in the hallway, and I didn't want to be the creeper taking pictures, but I knew Jen would want a picture of that. So I'm trying to hide in the doorway, take a little snap of Jen steaming his shirt, and got some of those for her. So that was fun.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Other memory, probably the very first time I have worn makeup, so that was an experience.
That was the best.
Dr. Bray, yes, we weren't supposed to talk about that.
Yes, and I have pictures of it all. So what if you did anything during the filming, Dr. Bray, surprise you?
I don't know that anything necessarily surprised me. I didn't know fully what to expect. So I was just kind of going in with an open mind, and it seemed to go, once we got into the shoot, relatively smooth. Bo seemed to nail his lines very quickly. Our part went pretty quick, and so I thought it was a great time.
Very cool. So I have to say not to beat a dead horse, but yes, the most memorable was probably being able to steam his shirt, which oddly enough, so the story behind it was they gave us Home Team Hero shirts to wear. And they're actually for those of you that have any of the Barefoot Republic t-shirts, it's that same material. So when you put the vinyl piece on top of it, it tends to wrinkle very easily. So there was a makeup artist there. So Dr. Bray asked her if she happened to have a steamer or an iron or something. And she actually had this little portable one out in her car that she went and got. And so the two of us probably spent a half an hour trying to figure out where to plug it in, what room we could go in to, steam each of our shirts individually or whatever. And we finally got that done. And then Bo came out wearing his t-shirt that was all wrinkled, and he asked her, she plugged it in, and all I did was step in to say, you might want to fill up the water because Dr. Bray and I used it all. She's like, oh no, I did, but I don't know how to use it. And I kind of went, I'm like, okay. So I grabbed it, and he came walking over trying to pull his shirt out to do it. And I'm like, I am not steaming Bo Jackson shirt on Bo Jackson. Just, I'm like, that's all I need. He's like, no, I'm prepared. And he came with a paper plate that he shoved under his shirt and moved it around so that the steam didn't burn him. So yeah, that was that whole story, but that was very cool. And then my other one would be when we first got in there and started doing the football throws to him, and he screamed so loud at me that I probably jumped about 5 feet in the air, and everyone was laughing. So yeah, that was,
a fun moment.
Yeah, that was humorous too. But no, overall, from my perspective, it was an absolutely amazing opportunity. Everyone there was very, very friendly. You know, even Bo, for the short time that he was there and our interactions with him, he managed to make everyone feel at ease and comfortable, joked around. So I thought that was very, very cool. And then he signed a couple of stuff after, before he headed out. And then my other moment was at the end, after he left, when the four of us were doing the rest of the green screen work for the commercial, and it kind of got a real glimpse for, you think it's so glamorous, you know, or at least I did, right? Movie stars, commercial people, they go in and, you know, it's all kind of cool and fun and everything. And it really is just a lot of standing around and then a lot of take after take after take after take after getting yelled at all the time. Don't bend down, walk out quicker. Don't stand here. Don't stand there. You're too close. Stop moving. But it was a lot of fun. So Yo-Yo, what do you think or hope that this commercial will do to people? You know, what do you think their takeaway is going to be when they see this? What do you hope people?
Well, I do hope it brings new people to the community. And it shows that, you know, any regular person, you know, could end up doing something very cool with HTH or Block Packs. I just think it was an amazing, I mean, one in a lifetime kind of a thing. So I'm very thankful that I got to do it, and very thankful to you, Slappy, everybody who went ahead and, you know, picked me as their plus one. So that I really enjoyed it. And thank you, Jen.
Oh, awesome. You're very welcome. I'm glad you could come and make it. So Dr. Bray, same question to you. What do you think the view will be from people when they see the promotion and the commercials and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, obviously we hope that it gets some traction so that we get new people to the community. It seems like it's going to be a big push for the national from the commercial. And so I hope that we get to meet a whole lot of new people at the national and they're interested in HTH football.
Yes, that is the main goal for all of us. More.
Absolutely. Hey, but I will drop a little bit of insider alpha for those who are interested in trying to win one of the other prizes. I tell you, the trip to national, I have a feeling it's going to be awesome. Like, Frenchie didn't tell me anything about it. But if it's anything like our trip, the real alpha was the swag bag we got. We got limited edition block packs and winners of the first shirts that pretty much nobody else except the team has. And so it's pretty awesome. I would go rip your drop two packs to try to hit up one of those bags, if nothing else.
Yes, absolutely. Those were very cool. And I came home and immediately hid them so they didn't get stolen from me. but yeah, I'm sure, like you said, given the history of everything that we've ever done with Block Packs and being nationals, having Bo as the first you know, legendary hero and everything like that, I would not doubt that there are going to be some surprises and some great stuff happening at Nationals. So yeah, someone's got to rip those two black 101s.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I had no intention of doing it, but on the flight home, I ripped two additional drop two boxes just because I thought it would be a great story and I wanted to go back and on Block Pax's Dime again. unfortunately, did not hit another black Bo Jackson, but it was still fun.
that would have been absolutely ridiculous. okay, thank you guys very much for popping in and telling us your stories and your thoughts. I'll give you guys each a chance at last words. Anything else you wanted to mention, talk about, relay about our cool little trip?
You want to go first, Dr. Ray?
Sure. I would just encourage, if you've been interested in HTH, it's absolutely not on the decline. There are lots of stuff going on, and we got to see just a very, very small glimpse of it. But I'm excited to see what happens in the next year, 2-3 years, because it could be a really, really awesome thing, even more awesome than it is now. So just excited to see how it all flushes out.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I just want people to get to ripping, get those next Bo Jacks out there. Don't forget Radish Digital. That's Digital with the J. It's going to be having a rip later on today. So hope to see some of you there. And hopefully we hit that black. I just want to say thank you to James and all the crew there. It was an amazing time.
Perfect. Thank you guys again very much.
You've been listening to BPX Break Room, which is broadcast live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern in Twitter Spaces at Radish Digital. That's Digital with a J. I've been your host, Discord user Jen Khan, and I wanted to thank today's co-hosts and you, the listener. A special thanks to those in the audience who raised their hand and came up on stage, helping to make BPX the best community in Web3. BPX is a community built for collectors by collectors. That's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.